forever.
Dog. This week on Let's Go Atsuko, I interview my grandmother with questions that you submitted. Plus, announcing a new format to Let's Go Atsuko. Let's Go Atsuko at Home. Heart-to-heart conversations with my favorite comedians from all over the world, all in quarantine.
Let's Go Atsuko, a woke Japanese game show.
Hello, and welcome to Let's Go Atsuko. I'm Atsuko, and I am...
Bored in a house, and I'm in a house bored. Bored in a house, and I'm in a house
bored. Oh.
Bored in a motherfucker in a house bored, and I'm bored in a motherfucker in a house bored.
Okay, bored in a house bored, in a house bored. Bored in a house bored, in a house bored. Did I tell you I joined TikTok? I told you that. I made like 4 videos, and I haven't been back on it, because... You know what? Some things I don't need and some things the world really doesn't need. And that's me on another social media platform, especially one where I'm just trying to figure out the format the whole time. Just like, okay, I speed myself up. Okay, so I can look like a speedy robotic dance fembot. Or I can just continue thriving in the spaces that I already thrive in. But what a catchy song, you know? Bored in the house, bored in the house, bored. By this kid named Curtis Roach. Just a 15-second song, perfect for TikTok. It's a bop, okay? How does it feel to make something that's 15 seconds long and it's a bop, you know? Do I sound old? I'm not like old, but yeah, some things are hard for me to keep up with. And I'm a millennial. Okay, I'm a millennial, but when they say millennial, sometimes people forget that we are grown adults now. Like, we're in our 20s and 30s, which means we are no longer relevant. Haha, I'm just kidding. But we are put in a place where we have to try to keep up with Gen Zers, the 16-year-olds, being like, this is a bop, this is the new move, okay? This is the new lingo, while at the same time trying to stop what the boomers have done. At the same time, we have to comfort our Gen Xer friends who have to cope with the fact that milk is no longer digestible by human beings. What? Did any of that make sense to you? Now, I know all of this sounds like I'm trying to make a case for why millennials had to struggle the most. But I'm just saying, I've thought about this and it's like, as millennials, we kind of saw analog days, right? We were kids, we were younger, but we saw dial-up, we saw mail being written. We had to write the mail, we sent mail, we went to Radio Shack, we had Walkmans, we had CD players, portable CD players, Discmans. We had VHS tapes, we recorded our favorite songs on mixtapes. We did that, but we were younger. At the same time, technology was going, all right, we're here. You ready to take us on in your high school years, in your teen years? I mean, we had to figure out the internet at the height of our horniness. When we were raging with hormones, that's when we were dealing with dial-up and AIM chats, late-night chats, and weird chat rooms, and weird forwarded email messages while we were still a sponge, but also just capable of doing real bad, nasty things. Our parents, sure, they looked at porn or they wanted to look at porn, okay? But their raging hormone days were over. We were trying to figure out ourselves and our relationships with friends and our boyfriends and girlfriends. At the same time, we were trying to figure out how much do we stay analog and how much do we pick up with the new technology that's come into our lives. I mean, this is a silly rant. What am I talking about? We didn't choose how analog or how technologically advanced we got. We were teenagers. We were living under our guardians' roofs. They're the ones who decided how much internet we got or didn't get. Who am I kidding? And Atsuko, why are you talking so much about generation gaps? Well, that's very interesting that you ask, because I've been thinking about a woman 2 generations above me. That's right. You've heard her on this podcast. You know, she's our number one heckler. She's our game announcer. You know, this voice.
You are smart.
Oh, let me play you another one.
It's time for the first game.
My grandmother. During this time of quarantine, the person I miss the most is my grandma. We have been very, very, very careful because grandma is someone in our lives. Me and my husband, we quarantine, we isolate, and we are extra careful. When we do get groceries, we are full on mask, full on gloves, hairnet. We sun bleach our clothes. We leave our shoes out. We scrub our produce before it even comes inside of our house because we want to see grandma again. Now, today is a special episode because I did an interview with my 84-year-old Taiwanese grandmother before all of this went down. I had our listeners submit questions, fans of the show, fans of me, fans of grandma, actually, submitted a bunch of questions. She answers fun things like, who's her favorite rapper? To what makes her happy? To what's her favorite thing about me? So enjoy this episode. The format of Let's Go Atsuko will start to look like this right now since we are in quarantine. We'll be calling these episodes Let's Go Atsuko at home, where I interview one guest and play get to know you games as well as talk about first impressions of each other. And the guest teaches me something I don't know and I teach them something I know by the end of the episode. Next week, we have Andy Richter from Conan. I look forward to sharing these with you. Now, without further ado, here's my grandma. Hi, everyone. It's Atsuko, and I'm here with your favorite lady. No, it's not me. It's my grandma. Yay.
Hi. I am Atsuko's grandma.
Yeah, grandma. Welcome to my podcast. Welcome to the interview.
Yeah. Okay.
Are you ready for some questions that people asked you?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Ready? You ready? You ready? Here we go. Okay, Grandma. You are an 84-year-old Taiwanese woman.
Yeah. Yes. And I will be 85 on May 13th.
Ooh, Grandma's a Taurus. Grandma's a Taurus. May 13th, Grandma turns 85.
Yeah. Yes.
But you look 48. Like opposite. Yeah,
it's not. It's not theory.
That's actually a question that we have from somebody. Their question is, how do you keep your face looking so good? It says, Grandma, you are so beautiful. What's your nightly skin routine? Oh. How do you keep your face looking so beautiful?
Oh, because I every day washing my face and put some cream.
What kind of cream?
Is too smooth and maybe will look young.
Oh, a smooth cream. She puts a smooth cream that's also anti-aging.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, if I may, you use the same products that I do?
Yes.
So we use Kiehl's.
Kiehl's, yeah.
Yeah, Kiehl's 1851. That's right. That's the main sort of like product brand that we use. Okay, well, you heard it here first. Grandma's skincare routine, smooth and anti-aging cream from Kiehl's. Okay, Grandma.
Hi.
Here's another question from somebody. What is your favorite thing about Atsuko?
Oh, favorite scene?
Yeah.
Oh, with Atsuko dancing.
Oh, you like me dancing?
Yeah.
That's your favorite thing about me?
Yeah.
Not like my smarts or my charm?
Yes, also you are charming and sweetheart.
Oh.
And so doubly.
Wow.
So kind to everybody.
Oh, Grandma, we can do this question all day, but you said dancing first very enthusiastically. So we'll take that. Yeah, dancing. Okay, we'll take that. How do you feel so far, Grandma? How do you feel right now?
Oh, I'm good.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Grandma's in a good mood. Yeah.
Good. Right? More?
Good mood. If it means you feel good.
Oh, yeah, yes.
Yeah,
because now I become healthier than before.
Oh, yeah.
My high
blood pressure.
Pressure is now in the very usual
level. Yeah.
And my knee is not so pain, so I can walk well than before.
That's good, yeah. So Grandma's health was not that great recently, where her knees, you know, her knees have been hurting, but her blood pressure got pretty high. And I reached out to folks on Twitter about it. And boy, when you reach out to Twitter folks about health stuff, the witches come out, okay? Because there were some crazy... I know people were trying to help, but there were some crazy suggestions like prick her fingers, let her bleed out, you know? That'll help with the blood pressure. There were ones where it was just like, eat celery, you know? So we tried a lot of things. Also went to the doctor and got her new pills. So yeah, Grandma is doing great right now. Okay, Grandma. Speaking of your health, somebody asked, Grandma, how do you stay so vibrant and energetic?
Because I have a good grandson and a granddaughter. So they make me happy. Oh. So I always smile. It makes me stronger and very healthy.
Oh, because you have a good grandson-in-law and good granddaughter?
Yes.
Hanging out with us give you energy.
Yeah, yes.
Oh, wow. See, you heard it here first. You know how people always say, like, hugging someone or holding someone, loving someone truly ups their health? Like, it's so true, you know? Just, like, even laughing with someone you love, like, truly makes their overall health better, I think, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you know, that was a great answer, Grandma. You made it sound like we had a gun pointed to your head. You're like, oh, because the grandson and granddaughter are so great. That was a very nice answer. Thank you. Okay, Grandma, favorite rapper?
Rapper.
Yeah. Do you know rap? 你知道 rap?
No.
Rap 就是一个音乐。 讲话很快, you know, like, you know, like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. They talk really fast like that. That's rapping.
Like,
yo, my name is Atsuko and I shop at Costco, like that.
Yes, I like.
You like rap?
Yes.
Where are you listening to rap?
From the video.
From
the TV.
Okay, from television. But... any favorite rapper? Is there a Chinese or Taiwanese rapper?
I just enjoy that, but I cannot remember.
You don't remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So if I rapped right now, I would be your favorite because I'm the only rapper that you know.
Yeah, yes, I think so.
So Atsuko is your favorite rapper?
Yes.
Okay, all right. My name is Atsuko and I shop at Costco. When you say flow, I say let's go. Ooh, all right. I won't ever do that again. Okay, all right. What is your most proud moment in your life?
Proud? Moment?
Yeah.
Because I have a good son and a good granddaughter.
Mm-hmm.
And
still about me and Ryan, huh?
And... grandson, Lion.
Okay. It's because you have your proudest moment is having me and Ryan in your life?
Yes.
Wow, Grandma, you are just really up our butts today. Okay. Grandma, how many grandchildren do you have?
I have three. In Taiwan, one is in here.
The one you're talking about is me.
Grandson, you are granddaughter. Grandson in law is Ryan, and the granddaughter is Atsuko.
Yeah, so I have two cousins. Grandma has three grandchildren total.
Yeah.
And my cousins live in Taiwan.
Yes.
They're much younger than me.
Yes, yes, they are.
Joy is like 16.
No. Joy already 20. And Jeffrey is 22.
Joy is 20?
Yeah.
How is she 20? Is 20.
Yeah, she's 20.
Oh, my God. Remember I used to send Taylor Swift calendars to Taiwan to give them?
Oh.
Yeah.
When they are a little girl and a boy, they like the...
They love Taylor Swift.
Yeah, Taylor's.
Taylor. Yeah, I know. I remember because I had to... Because they still owe me money.
Yeah.
From sending all of the Taylor Swift paraphernalia from here to Taiwan.
Yes.
But anyway, she's still around, Tay-Tay. Okay. What is your favorite memory of Atsuko as a little girl?
When she is a little girl, she likes dancing and singing. She's so smart, and she knows she is so gentle, so kind to every friend.
As a little girl?
Yeah.
Is that why none of them talk to me anymore? I have no friends anymore from when I was a kid.
Oh, you have.
Who?
But, oh, there is some girlfriend and some boy when she's in elementary school.
Yeah. I had some friends, but they are not still friends now.
Well, because they are far away from here, from where we live.
Yeah, we'll blame it on the distance, yeah. It wasn't because I was annoying or anything, or too nice.
You are too nice.
Too nice. Too much of a pushover. Oh, Grandma, a few more questions, okay? Somebody asked, do you like karaoke?
Karaoke? I like, but my singing is not good.
Well, what kind of song do you like? Let's...
Like Japanese song.
Yeah.
They are so sweet. They are so gentle.
Do you have a Japanese song you want to sing now?
I cannot sing the whole song.
Okay, how about an American song? How about this one? You like Que Sera Sera?
Yeah, I just know Que Sera Sera.
And then?
When,
whatever will be.
The future no out to see. Que Sera Sera. Sera.
How about the beginning? When I was a little girl.
When I was a little girl, my mother asked me, what will be, I asked my mother, what will be,
what
shall I be in the future?
Yeah.
My mother say.
What she say?
She said, que sera, sera.
Whatever will be. The future no out to see.
Ooh.
Que sera, sera. Bom, 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 bom. Bom, bom. Okay, all right, Grandma. If you had a sandwich named after you, what would be on it?
Oh.
This is your sandwich, okay? A Grandma Lee sandwich.
Oh, okay. I would be put fish.
Fish?
Tomato.
Tomato.
Onion.
Onion.
And some vegetable.
What kind of vegetable?
Oh, like, I forgot.
Just all kinds of vegetables, like a broccoli?
Oh, yeah, broccoli, but not
lettuce?
Not good.
Not in a sandwich. Like a lettuce?
Lettuce, yeah.
So fish?
Yeah, fish.
Onion?
Onion and tomatoes.
Tomatoes.
And some...
Mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise. Yes, some mayonnaise.
Oh, gorgeous. Okay, you heard it here first. That would be Grandma's sandwich. And what would you name it? Sandwich, that means
it's awesome. Oh, that is a fish burger.
A fish burger. You heard it here first. That's what Grandma would name her sandwich, named after her. Fish burger. Okay. Grandma, did you ever want to be a performer? On stage, like your granddaughter?
Yes. Once or twice, I on the stage with my granddaughter.
Yes, you've performed with me, actually, right? Yeah, at some comedy shows, you've come up and done a dance with me or said some words. Even sang with me one time.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yes.
But have you ever wanted to perform on your own, by yourself? When you were young?
Oh.
No time.
No time.
No time. You were raising children?
Yeah.
You were a teacher?
Yeah. I am teacher.
You were single?
And I must do everything at homework.
Yeah.
And
you were grading homework?
And also I want to see the students... notebook or test.
Yeah.
I will be to
you
correct,
were so busy.
Correct them.
Oh, you had correct. To correct papers, grade
yeah,
papers.
Correct,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, too busy. Or else? But if you could perform, would you say
I have
so?
No parents about this.
That's not true. As your manager, I would say you have talent. As your manager, I refuse to let you say that.
But I don't think so. They just...
Oh, she thinks everyone's just being nice about her performing. No, actually, everyone, a lot of people write me asking for you to be in their projects.
Because
This is the first time I'm telling you about it, because I've been hiding these opportunities from you because I don't want you to be more famous than me.
I never be famous than you.
Oh, okay. We'll see about this, because a lot of people wrote me wanting to ask you questions. Okay, so let's make this the last question, okay?
Okay.
Somebody said, can you be their grandma? People are asking if you will be their grandmother too.
Oh, of course.
Oh, you heard? Glad.
I will be glad too.
Oh, okay, yeah, because that question came from Thirst Trap Masterclass. Maura Andro asked you that. Maura Andro asked, will you be her grandmother?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, you heard it first. Grandma's down to be everyone else's grandma. Kind of disconcerting how fast you were willing to be other people's grandma, considering I'm right here with you. Now, grandma, one last true last question, okay? Will you be in the Let's Go Otsuko?
Yes.
Series?
Yes.
You will?
Yeah. I will go to Otsuko.
No, not go, but be perform in it.
In
the
easy?
TV show.
It's easy, I can do, but difficult, I cannot do that.
You are very much, very practical, okay? You are very practical. If it's easy, you will do. If it's hard, you will not. You know how many actors do it, even though they don't have the talent? You have the talent.
No, I don't think so.
You have the talent. So if it's easy, you would be on the TV show. Let's Go, Otsuko.
Okay.
If it's hard, you won't.
Maybe I will try.
Okay, well, it's up to you. Anyhow, I thought I would spring that question on you. Okay. But trust me, Grandma, I've seen a lot of acting in my day. You're one of the better ones.
Okay.
High five. Good work. Any last words for everybody?
Everybody, I love you, all of you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
And that was it. That was Ying Shi Li live from Grandma's house in Arcadia, California. Until next time, bye-bye. Thank you for your questions.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcast.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.